Join the conversation on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/TheEdgeShowDownUnder. This is the home of The Edge with Mike and Josh. There you're going to find our polls, games, memes, and all of our other general shenanigans.
Brothers from other mothers, broadcasting from the USA and the land down under. This is The Edge with Mike and Josh. Oh, ah.
Welcome to The Edge. We're here at episode 10. That's right, we hit double digits. And still going strong. Right here on the mic is me, Josh Novak. On the other side of the world, coming from his hacienda, is Mike Oleander. Mike, how you doing?
Doing great, man. Yeah, we're going to have to apologize for the sound quality here. But like you said, I got to do it from the lair on the cell phone. But hey, rain nor shine. Or no, that didn't make any sense. We're going to get the edge done.
That's right. So how's the weather there? We were talking last time, it was like scorching. Has the weather changed any?
Oh, dude, it is horrendous. Like, you can fry an egg on the sidewalk during the day. It is absolutely garbage over here. And then, like, even around 9 o'clock, it's still, like, in the 90s. It's, like, it's dark. It should be cooling off. What is going on? All that residual heat is sticking around. It's terrible.
We've had some really strange weather patterns here because it was raining, I mean, for almost 4 days straight. And I'm talking like not just, you know, I'm thinking about sprinkling here. I'm talking like a deluge of rain. And then yesterday was the most beautiful day. Sun was out. It was actually a tad warm. Now today I walked outside to feed the dog and all of a sudden I'm like, uh-oh, I had better take these clothes off the line because it's going to rain down again. So... welcome to winter in Australia. It's not as it's advertised.
Yeah, and that's another thing here too. I mean, you used to live here. You know how it is. It rains almost every day. And with the heat, it's like it just smothers you. It puts a clamp down on your throat. You can barely breathe. All the humidity. It's. I don't know how people lived here before ACs. Yeah, I can't fathom how that was done.
They probably didn't live very long. You guys are sort of like, I guess you would call it a humid London.
I guess.
You know, because everybody I talk to that's from London says, oh, it's always raining. And that's pretty much Louisiana. It's just that they don't have the humidity. Yeah. And accents.
Nail on the head then.
Yep. Right, moving on. So we've got our show verse today, and this comes from Proverbs 4, verse 23. Which states, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. Like I said, that was Proverbs 4, verse 23. Now, I'm going to run through the show rundown. So, we're going to be talking about the GCMC again, wildcard round update. Last one, we're going to talk about who the winner is, because I believe it has been decided. We've got some news to talk about collecting. So I wanted to get Mike's opinion on a few things. And then I have decided through much deliberation, prayer, and counsel that I'm going to go ahead and play a couple of old segments. I will have a warning beforehand because it might be culturally insensitive. But yeah, we're going to play them. Nerd news, I've got four bits of news. One of them, the Star Trek movie series might be in jeopardy because two of their leading men might be leaving. And there is much, much more, including Mike's Mind, an artist spotlight with Earth Groans. And if I keep going on, the show's just going to never get started. So we're going to go ahead and get started correctly. It's a pre-show prayer. So Father, I just want to thank you that we can come here on the edge again. God, united as brothers, we thank you that that Jesus is the head over everything. We pray for your grace and your mercy to flow through this broadcast tonight, Father God. Even despite all of the technical difficulties we're having, God, I pray that the message will still get through to the heart, Father God. I pray that people's lives will be changed and that they will see Jesus as King of Kings and Lord of Lords and the Good Shepherd who loves them. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we're going to get things started off with a double take. We've got 2 weeks from Grizzly Bear. Following that up is Heathens by 21 Pilots. Hey guys, thanks so much for listening on The Edge on Hope FM 103.9.
To ask you who you know. Please don't. to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. Welcome to the room of people who have rooms of people that they love one day docked away. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You love another psychopath sitting next to you. You love another murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get it sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you. Outsiders very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues not to mention. They say they can smell your intentions. You laughing on the freak show sitting next to you. You laugh some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. I'm not ready to ask you who you know. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Just to stay away. And now they're outside ready to bust. It looks like you might be one of us.
Yeah, it's dedicated to every personal business and a fun party in the back.
Greetings and salutations back to the Edge. Here on Hope FM 103.9, Mike and Josh with you. And now it's time to talk about the final GCMC, which stands for the Greatest Christian Mullet Championship Wildcard Round. And this one has been exciting. We had a couple of dark horses coming out of the stable, neighing and chomping at the bit. And in the end, there is only one that can win. Now I'm here to announce to you the winner of the last wildcard round. With 75% of the vote, your winner, Brett Lamb.
Yes, a beautiful little lamb. That was my vote. I voted for Lamb.
I don't know how you can sleep at night not voting for Leon and his beautiful mullet. Mullet is more technical. It's a jerry curl, but yet it's a mullet, and you know. Look, I'll just tell you, I was trying to be diverse and see where that got me. I see where that got me.
You were trying to go Toby Mac on it. No, here's what happened was, the other guy, Leon, you said his name is?
Yes.
Yeah, Leon, I'll give him style points because, I mean, hey, it's going to take a while for him to get his mullet to look like that. But there's just something beautiful about the natural mullet and the fact that this dude had a beautiful stash and he was tugging on a rope and it looked like home, really, for a mullet. It looked like a mullet, millennial safe place.
So I guess you could say truly that Brent Lamb won that tug of war.
Yes, he did.
Man, it's been exciting. We've I can't believe we're now sort of at the point. Next week, we're going to start running the major competition. Now, speaking to the mullet officials, they were pretty... They had no idea what to do. When we're talking about a buy round, they were sort of... They trust us. They trust us to make the decision. So I think between you and I, we'll decide who's going to get the buy round. But I think it's definitely between Michael W. Smith and Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Oh, it's definitely.
Yeah. So we'll decide that amongst ourselves off air. So that's what we're talking about next week. We're going to start putting these guys to their paces, and hopefully soon the question will be answered. Everybody can rest easy knowing that the edge is on the case, and we're going to have the greatest Christian mullet announced. And I think the world would be a better place because of it. You know, there's two things that they said have never happened in this time. Peace in the Middle East and a greatest Christian mullet crown. And I think that we're on the way to changing history.
Yeah, it's like this is going to be in the history books right next to the Berlin Wall getting torn down. It's going to be that big.
I agree. So if you want to be part of that history, all you have to do is continue voting. We thank you so much for everybody that's jumped onto our Facebook page, www.facebook.com. I have to redo that. www.facebook.com/edgedownunder. And you can vote. And we'll always try to pin them at the top of the page so you can find them very easily. But really, honestly, you just have to look for the angelic glow, and that'll guide you to where they're at. So I think there's nothing left to say. It's in the books. Brent Lamb, you won the tug of war. I'm sorry, Leon. We tried, but people just weren't ready for your mullet.
Yeah, baby.
So we're going to go into our grand slam. Up first, we have I Am Mountain by Gungor. And then we'll go on a little Yeezy with Paranoid by Kanye West. Then we've got The Beauty in Between by King's Kaleidoscope. And then following that up will be Knights of Sidonia by Muse. Hey guys, thanks so much for listening in the Edge. When we come back, we're going to have a little talk piece. We're going to talk about collecting. You don't want to miss it. Make sure you tune back in to The Edge with Mike and Josh on Hope FM 103.9.
I am mountain, I am dust, constellations made of us. There's glory in the dirt, a universe within the sand.
The skies. Sherman Hoey.
Why are you so paranoid? No. Don't be so paranoid. No. Don't be so. Baby, don't worry about it. Hate it, don't even think about it. You worry about the wrong things, the wrong thing. You worry about the wrong things, the wrong things. You worry about the wrong things, the wrong things. You worry about the wrong things, the wrong things.
Tell me right now, you really wanna spend your whole life alone? A little time out might do you good, might do what's good for we be done for good. Cause I can make it good, I can make it hood, I can make it come, I can make it go. I can make it high, I can make it fly, make it touch the sky, hey, maybe so. All of the time, you be up in mind, checking through my cell phone, baby, no. You wanna kill the vibe on another night, here's another fight, oh, here we go, oh, here we go.
Baby, don't worry about it, lady. We'll go out to the floor.
Anyway, they don't know.
They don't know.
I got you. They'll never know.
Never know.
Anyway, but don't know.
Never know.
I got you. They'll never know you.
All of the time, you wanna complain about the nights alone. So now you're here with me, stressing gratitude, leave that attitude way back at home. Yeah, you see him look, baby, let him look, give you cold looks, cause we look cold. Yeah, you heard about all the word of mouth, don't worry about what we can't control. All the talk in the world, lost in the world, till you finally let that thing go. You wanna check into the Heartbreak Hotel, but sorry, we're closed. Baby, don't worry about it. Baby, we'll go out to the floor.
Anyway,
hey,
don't know.
To the floor.
I got you.
Hey,
you'll never know.
Never know.
Anyway, but don't know.
They don't know.
I got you. They'll never know you.
Baby, don't worry about it. Baby, don't even think about it. You worry about the wrong things, the wrong things. You worry about the wrong things, the wrong things. You worry about the wrong things, the wrong things. You worry about the wrong things.
Could've
winter, craving what it couldn't bring. Painting the world to be hopeless, painting it perfect and fine. What would I want on the canvas? Every color my design. How do I hone all the discord? All of my answers collide. Fighting for progress in quicksand. There's no truth between the pride. Nobody sees all the pieces. Tricky to balance a beast. I am a pendulum swinging. Still I know you're holding me. When the sky is falling, when life is a dream, a fortunately falling to the beauty between. Only God above me painting my scene. A fortunately falling to the beauty between.
The pressure on me got me weighed down. Nowadays I'm looking for a way out. Instead of getting out what I'm supposed to. Through that situation, God brought me closer. It ain't total being, but I do see do with the pain. And a dose of that is like soap and an open wound to be clean. Gotta happen, no it hurt. Getting better, feeling worse. I'm just happy that I work. Stacking bread instead of dirt. I'm adjust the perspective, what's an election? Love is the weapon, trust in the blessing. Holes in my faith, I hold them in tension. Made a profession, that became my profession. The answer came in the question like, if it all fell apart, would I trust in God? And if it's all good, would I need him at all? That's when I found that beauty in between. If you know that you don't know that much, you know just what I mean.
When the sky is falling, when life is a dream, a fortunately falling to the beauty between. Only God above me painting my scene. A fortunately falling to the beauty between.
Give me water, lift it up. Take my time to taste the cup. Realize a different story.
For the life and for the glory. Give me water, lift it up. Take my time to taste the cup. Realize a different story. For the life and for the glory. Give me water, lift it up. Take my time to taste the cup. Realize a different story. Falling when life is a dream.
to make things right. You and I must fight for our rights. You and I must fight to survive. No one's gonna take me alive. The time has come to make things right. You and I must fight for our rights. You and I must fight to survive.
On the Edge with Mike and Josh. Mike, are you a collector?
I collected baseball cards when I was a kid, but I didn't care enough about them to keep track of them because they're gone now. But other than that, no, not really.
Well, if you know me, I'm a collector of Batman memorabilia. I have a huge collection, and I love my collection. Now, lots of people collect a lot of things. I actually knew someone who collected miniature clocks. In fact, Mike, do you know who the first ever recorded collector was in the Bible?
Negative.
Well, that would be Noah. So Noah was the first recorded collector in the Bible, as he had to collect two of every kind of animal for the ark. In Genesis 6, okay. Verse 19, it says, "You are to bring into the ark two of all living creatures, male and female, to keep them alive with you. Two of every kind of bird, every kind of animal, and every kind of creature that moves along the ground will come to you to be kept alive." So, so if you never knew that, Noah was the first collector mentioned in the Bible, which is pretty cool. Now, our next story deals with the collection of a different kind. Now, it's been reported by UPI.com that there's a man, a 69-year-old man by the name of Chen San Juan, or Yan, maybe. I can't pronounce it, dude.
Chen San Juan sounds Mexican.
But he's also known as Uncle Pokemon. he lives in Taipei. And the reason he's in this story because, okay, so he's a 69-year-old retiree. He's a Feng Shui master. He uses 11 cell phones mounted to his bike to catch Pokemon. So he is collecting them all digitally.
It's going to be more math for the kids.
Well, no, he does it himself. He says sometimes he stays out until 4 a.m. hunting for Pokemon. He said he became hooked on the Pokemon Go after his grandson showed him how to play in 2016. It says the dedicated player said his habit cost him more than $1,300 each month, and he's considering expanding his rig to be able to play on 15 phones simultaneously.
You've got to be kidding me.
Dude is all up in it. So yeah, the picture I've got here, which you can look it up on epi.com, he has got an impressive rig. It looks almost like, you know, you have like a drum set and you have like 80 different cymbals and, you know, all sorts of different percussion. That's what it looks like. He's got himself a cool little rig, and he's got like three phones in his hand, and then he's got the other ones mounted to his bike, and he is seriously just playing Pokemon Go.
How is he driving his bike with three in his hand?
You know, they don't show that. Look, he's got a little basket on it. Like, he somehow has them all hooked up. He even has chargers hooked up. Like, this guy,
wow.
He is wired for sound. He's ready to go.
Well, he should be making some pretty good finds, because Pokemon Go is not as big as it used to be. I remember, you remember George Book, right?
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to George Book. Well, he was telling me, and this is when he was really big, his family was out by the lake at the Civic Center, and they were Pokemon going. And so apparently a lot of other people were, and somebody yelled out, Pikachu! And everybody on the Civic Center grounds were running to the same spot to try to catch Pikachu.
See, I played Pokemon Go for like a minute. And I'm talking about like maybe, when I say a minute, I'm going to clarify, like maybe a week, couple weeks, maybe a month, all right? And I finally caught the elusive Pikachu like 4 hours from where I live, because he was nowhere to be seen. Yeah, like the good thing about it, I'll say this. The good thing about Pokemon Go is it actually encouraged people to get outside and walk around.
Yeah.
Because they've got this feature in the game that you get these Pokemon eggs, and the only way to hatch them is to get out and for the pedometer to be going on your phone, and for you to actually walk and exercise. And then once you've done enough walking and exercising, based upon the rarity or the power of the egg, it can be like maybe you have to walk 2 kilometers for a small egg, but 4 kilometers for a big one, which is really cool, I think, because you know that people want that reward system, because nobody likes to go out and exercise just to exercise, am I right? Like, there's got to be a payoff, right? And so that's why I think that Pokemon Go is pretty good in that respect.
To be honest with you, if I would have found out that was the gig when I was a kid, I would actually have just played it for a minute, 60 seconds, and I would have been done with it.
Well, they started that whole pedometer thing a couple of Pokemons ago. It was like when it was still on the DS or the Game Boy even. They have a little pedometer that you carry your Pokemon. Now, they've actually gone into the Nintendo Switch. There's Let's Go Pokemon Pikachu. Let's Go Pikachu, sorry. And Let's Go Eevee coming out. Now, that's also going to have a little attachment you can buy separately is a Pokemon ball, which is also a little controller, and you can store the Pokemon in the ball, go for a walk, and it will count towards its growth and XP and all that sort of stuff. So Nintendo's always been, I think, a little more health conscious than some of the other video game distributors, so it's good to see that.
Right.
Still happening.
Yeah, all the other ones are like Pro Beanbag Chair and Cheetos.
And Mountain Dew, babe.
You know it, Code Red.
Well, you know, all this talking about collecting, dude, has actually brought me back. It's brought me back to the days when we used to sit in Southwest Louisiana, and you know, when we were doing our mulletology classes. You remember one of the things we had to do is we had to go out. And we had to actually search where the mullets live. We had to really get up close and personal. And that actually led us to our next segment, which is called the Edge Fan Hunter. So I have to put this out here. This was recorded like in 2002, possibly. in America. And at that time, Steve Irwin was big. And The Crocodile Hunter was a massive, huge success.
Steve Irwin was big.
I have to agree. He was. And look, America loved. They loved The Crocodile Hunter. He was everywhere. I know that some Australians found it offensive, but... Yep.
I shed a man when he died, dude. Like, legit.
I did as well. Pretty sad day. But, so this is the context of where this came from. So, I had this idea. Let's do this Edgehead Hunter, and I'm going to try to put on this really terrible, fake Australian accent. So, this is where the cultural sensitivity warning comes in. So I'm telling you right now, I wasn't trying to make fun of anybody. I was actually trying to do it as best as I could. But we all know how an American doing an Australian accent turns out, and it's not good. So my cultural sensitive warning is, look, you know, please don't be offended. It was all done in fun. I'm happy for you to record something in an American voice and take off that accent if you want. Like, it's totally cool. We're going to go ahead and play this for you. And then we're going to come back and, yeah, we'll see how it goes. Roll it.
Deep in the swamps of Louisiana, David and Josh are trying to find the biggest Edge fan. Come and join us for the first episode of Edge Fan Hunter. Crikey, there's one right there. He looks kind of feisty, so I'm going to sneak up real close, right behind him. Oh, I'm on the chase of a big Edge fan right here. Oh, well, I got it cornered.
Get off of me,
calm down, mate. It's a feisty one.
Don't touch me, mate.
Calm down, mate.
Get
I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to hurt you.
Me.
Got a question for you.
What are you doing?
Finally got him wrestled down. He was a feisty one. Hey, I'm not going to hurt you, mate. Oh, look at this beauty. Oh, look at the markings on his arms. Oh, I love Susie. Oh, what a beauty. This is a great specimen. Oh, look at his telltale mullet. Oh, look at the beautiful, glorious mullet. Oh, this is a beauty, right, mate? Oh, before we let him go back to his natural habitat,
you are crazy, man.
I've got to ask him one question.
Where do you get up doing this?
Why are you the biggest Edge fan?
Oh, Edge fan, man. That's all you had to say, man. All this would have been worth it, man. Man, when they got the with the skillet going, man, and then get real soft, man, with the Big Daddy Weed, man. I tell you what, man, every Saturday I do with nothing but sit at home in front of the microwave with my little Hot Pocket and the Edge on, and it's all good, man. I tell you what, you touch my hair again.
Calm down,
buddy.
Calm down.
You hear that?
I'm letting you go. Off you go. Off you go, mate. Off you go. Oh, what a beauty, folks. We better let him go back to his natural habitat. But I'll tell you what, turn in next time for another adventure of Edge Fan Hunter. Welcome to another exciting edition of Edge Fan Hunter. You know, when I'm hunting something in the wild, I think, I've got to go to the source. So we're here in the metropolitan area, otherwise known as the breeding grounds for the Edges, Maximus, Verbatim, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, Maximus, or the Edge Fan.
Good, man.
Hark! My sensitive ears and super keen hunter smell has picked up the alluring odor and sound of pork rinds. One telltale sign that an Edge Fan is near. Oh, shh. Be quiet, mate. One's just around the corner. Gotta be very sensitive around these times. They're feeding times. The most guarded moment. Gotta be downwind so they don't catch your scent. Think that you are walking pork rind. They will attack liberally if needed. Oh, folks. I'm not crazy. I'm not going to disturb this beautiful moment. I'm gonna let this one be. I just thank God that I was able to see this beautiful moment of the fading of an Edge fan.
Tune in next week, same Edge time, same Edge channel, for another exciting episode of Edge Fan Hunter.
Whoa, man. You scared me with all those cameras, man. You want a pork rind?
Here on the Edge, I hope you enjoyed that little piece of play acting that we just put on for you. Like I said, that was done in like 2002, possibly. And from Southwest Louisiana, from our old show called The Edge, of the same name, but from a station called American Family Radio. Anyway, I digress. Up next, we have got our hip-hop triple play. I decided to call it the hip-hop triple play because it seems like the last 2 weeks, it's only been hip-hop. So I thought, you know what? Let's give some hip-hop love. And I'm just going to make a segment dedicated to those people who love it. So up first, we've got Beautiful Morning by Pigeon John and Grits. And then we're going to go into John Rubin and Move. And then we've got a new one that I don't think I've ever played on the show. It's called Nintendo Thumb by a guy called Heath McNeese. Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning into The Edge on Hope FM 103.9.
I think I see it now.
Right away down south.
You're listening to The Edge with Mike and Josh on Hope FM 103.9.
Space. Tonight's the only night this night will take place. No time to waste. Let's not worry about time. Stop the clock, it's fine. Keep it at nine. I'm in the mood tonight. Just do the typical. I'm in the mood tonight. Just follow the ritual. Even at the risk of being dissed, the face of ridicule. Pessimists be dismissed. There's no room for the cynical. Cause nowadays music's too political. And maybe just a bit too predictable. The repetition, repetition. Repetition. Man, I'm just kidding, or am I? I'll leave that for you to decide. Ha! Take it back like counterclockwise, no surprise. It's just that good old fashioned horseplay passion to keep the party cracking.
Move!
If you wanna come get it, just
move.
Go ahead, turn it up and
move.
Just raise the volume.
You know what to do. Hey, you just
move. If you wanna come get it, just
move.
Go ahead, turn it up and
move.
Just raise the volume.
Yo,
frolicking through your metropolitan with some new ideas for my peers to wallow in. But what I brought to the table was hard to swallow in. You don't have a mind of your own and are only following. Aw, man, please don't call me conservative. God creates, man just perverts it. Even though I know I'm far from perfect, I exercise my right to be creative when I word it. Observe from a distance, come inside if you're inclined. Feel the surge of the elements combined. Jumpstart the system with unearthly wisdom. More advanced than liberal thinking, yet older than tradition. Sound nice? If not, check your sound device. I think turning it up is sound advice. Ha, that's right, go ahead, turn it up in. Yeah, go ahead, turn it up in. If you wanna come get it, just
move.
Go ahead, turn it up in. Just raise the volume.
You know what to do. Hey, you just
move. If you wanna come get it, just
move.
Go ahead, turn it up in. Just raise the volume.
You know what to do.
Ladies, gentlemen, children, front to the back to the middle end, all the areas in between. You're the one and only used to go ahead and do the thing. The box we've been playing in is boring, so let's step outside and start exploring. I'm in a 91 Chevy van touring. If the spot's not hot, we'll torch until it's scorching. That's not a sure thing, more just some wording to make me sound good and pep up the recording. According to my calculations, if I'm correct, good things lie directly ahead. As the crow flies, so do I. Straight to the point until I arrive. Reporting live to your radio inside John Rue. Reminding you to please remember
hey,
to
hey, yeah. Move.
If you wanna come get it, just
move.
Go ahead, turn it up and
move.
Just raise the volume.
You know what to do. Hey, you just
move. If you wanna come get it, just
move.
Go ahead, turn it up and
move.
Just raise the volume.
You know what to do. Hey, you just
move. If you wanna come
move,
go ahead, turn it up and
move.
Just raise the volume.
You know what to do. Hey, you just
move. If you wanna come get it, just
move.
Go ahead, turn it up and
move.
Just raise the volume.
You know what to do. Hey, you just
move.